You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Election Day is fast approaching, and Syracuse became the latest stop for Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro as he continues to travel the state trying to gain the public's vote. He used the Syracuse VA Medical Center as a backdrop on Thursday to talk about concerns he has for veterans and their families. He says many veterans need better services to manage behavioral and trauma-related challenges.
As a state, we ought to be sure that there are resources available to them, which means expanding behavioral health, peer-to-peer, exists in this county, making sure that no matter where a veteran is, they can receive the support that they need.
Molinaro says consolidating services can go a long way towards eradicating veteran homelessness. A poll released on Wednesday by Quinnipiac University shows that current Governor Andrew Cuomo holds a commanding 23-point lead over Molinaro as Election Day closes in. Other forecasts say Cuomo has all but secured the office once again, but Molinaro refuses to go down without a fight.
The governor should debate. I mean, what the heck is he afraid of? Now, I think he's a coward. He has no desire to defend his record. He has no desire to be questioned about his record. He has no willingness to answer to people.
Molinaro believes that voters should not give up on the election and him just yet. He adds that central and upstate New Yorkers have a major role to play in the upcoming vote.
Consistently, upstate New York voters think that they can't influence the outcome of the election. When people put aside their party politics and actually do what they know is right, they win. And central New York and upstate New York can absolutely win this race for us. So they need to show up and they need to say that after 8 years of Andrew Cuomo, no more corruption, no more incompetence, no more tax and spend, and finally get a government that they deserve, we win.
Molinaro thinks the poll numbers may be inaccurate and inconsistent because they don't reflect the progress his campaign has made. He even thinks the possibility of Cuomo being indicted is not out of the question. The Green Party's Howie Hawkins, Independent Stephanie Miner, and Libertarian Larry Sharp are also in the race. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.